Hi, this is a dictation from Mr. Jordan Victor. First name is Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R. Last name is Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Junior. Date of birth is 3-4-1984. Date of service is 7-3-2024. Sorry, 7-3-2025. I apologize. Date of service. Date of accident 6-8-2025. The patient is reporting severe pain in the area of the neck, lower back, pain in the right shoulder, right knee, shooting pain to the right arm as well as right leg. And headaches. These are the main symptoms, and the patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident that happened on 6-8-2025 as follows. The patient was traveling as a front seat passenger at 1 o'clock at night on 6-8-2025. He doesn't know the driver. He was traveling on Eureka, E-U-R-E-K-A, and a Beach Daily, B-E-C-H-D-A-I-L-Y, in Taylor, Michigan, in a Kia sedan at 10 miles or so, and collided to a ramp truck over 30 miles an hour. He reported that he was going on Eureka, and he was trying to turn right to a he doesn't know how the other car hit him, but it was hit T-bone on the driver's side. And he was knocked out. He reported that he was not wearing a seatbelt at the time. And a friend was driving. His name is Laris Lumpkin. But he has not been in contact with him. He was a friend of the friend. Airbag was deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. And it was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The damage was that the car was completely total. But he doesn't know the exact damage. He did not take any pictures. They were not available. And police report has been filed, but he doesn't have it. He has been requested to find the friend and provide us the damage of the car as well as the pictures. And regarding the injury, he says that he passed out for a moment and due to the airbag injury, and he hit the airbag. The ambulance came and he woke up in the ambulance. There was no fracture, no dislocation, no bleeding. He banged into the headrest also, leading to a neck whiplash. No damage to the inside of the car was reported. He went to the emergency room. He did not go to any emergency room, and he went to urgent care a couple of days later in Sterling Heights. He got MRI 3 weeks ago, and it appears that he saw Dr. Benjamin Kripchak at Northern Radiology regarding this issue. And for some reason, he is visiting here. I did ask the question why he is not treating there. Anyway, at this time, patient has headaches that are alleged to be moderate in intensity, like around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, located in the front and the back of the head. They're off and on, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, associated with nausea and vomiting. Patient reports further symptoms of TBI, which include ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, feeling like drunk while walking, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, erectile dysfunction, blurred vision, denies any dizziness and vertigo, seizures or loss of consciousness, denies any nausea, vomiting, or any incontinence, denies any saddle anesthesia. He do report a weakness, lightheadedness. He reports numbness and tingling of the right arm and the right leg, front and back. He has a moderate difficulty walking, cannot walk much, and he reports that he has pain on walking. Anxiety, depression, panic is reported. No incontinence of the urine or bowel are reported. Regarding the pain, patient reports ongoing pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 6, where he can barely lift up to 90 degrees of abduction on active motion. There is a neck pain which is 7 and is shooting down to the right arm anteriorly and posteriorly. In the lower back, pain is reported to be 7, which is off and on, and is reported to shooting down to front of the leg as well as the back of the leg, involving the entire foot and all the toes. Right knee pain is reported to be 6 and it is painful on climbing. He's walking up to a half a block without pain. Standing and sitting is for 20 minutes. Sleep is 5 to 6 hours. And these pains are reported to be continuous as throbbing, shooting, cramping, and are 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 7. The pain is worsened by 7. Pain is worsened. The ADLs are affected to 7. Modifying factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, and driving, and improved by medications. He reports Percocet brings him relief. So far, he has reports of having MRIs done at a Northland Radiology. There is a muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needle, but no bladder, bowel, incontinence. So far, he has not done any other treatment except Northland Radiology, no chiropractic, no physical therapy, and no other doctors, only home treatment. Please review the records for the system review for surgical history. He had a fracture of the left arm many years ago. The details of which he did not provide, cannot remember. I think it happened when he was a child. No allergies. Please review the record for family history, relationship status, current employment status, and disability, legal history, and personal history. Please review the record for the ADLs also, as well as the diagnosis. Physical examination. A 41-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. With no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, or anemia. He's alert-oriented. It doesn't appear to be an acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. It doesn't appear to be overtly anxious, lethargic. He's a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination will come from the template. So far, there is a scar, which is 25-year-old on the left arm from a fracture reduction that was done at some hospital. At an unknown hospital. The neurological examination is normal. Psychiatric is normal. Musculature examination is also normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation come from template. Spine tenderness is present at L5-S1 and a bilateral SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is none. Trapezius and quadratus lumborum are also not in spasm. No hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 40. extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 35, bilateral rotation is 70. And the lumbar spine forward flexion is 40, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not painful. Idea. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Perling sign is positive. And Lermit test is positive. Misfraction test is positive. Soto Hall test was negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test is negative. And Roos test is negative. Lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive 35 degrees. And cross leg raise, CLR, is positive. Kemp test is positive. The Bregar test is negative. And Babinski sign is negative.